Section 1. Introduction. The Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Act, the Act, became law in 1986. It requires each state, including New Jersey, to meet uniform minimum standards for licensing commercial drivers. All New Jersey applicants must be New Jersey residents and must prove medical fitness through a fully completed medical examiner's certificate, completed by a federally certified medical examiner. Applicants must have 20/40 vision in each eye, with or without glasses, corrective lenses. Medical examiner's certificates must be updated upon expiration but not greater than every 2 years. The minimum qualifying age for a commercial license is 18. However, note that only applicants 21 or older may apply for the hazardous material, HME, and passenger, P, endorsements, or to operate interstate commercial vehicles. New Jersey's commercial driver license, CDL, testing process includes a knowledge test based on information contained in this manual and a variety of road skill tests. Visit the MVC website, njmvc.gov, to find out what fees are needed to obtain your CDL. These include fees for a CDL learner permit, CLP, 4-year license and each endorsement. An applicant's first CDL will be prorated to expire with any time remaining on current basic license. Applicants without a basic New Jersey passenger license, Class D, should also factor in the cost for the Class D license. Former out-of-state drivers who wish to transfer their out-of-state CDL to New Jersey must pay a transfer fee instead of the permit fee. Please visit the MVC website to obtain the transfer fee. You will not have to be retested unless you require a hazardous material endorsement, HME. Please visit the MVC website or call MVC General Information at 609-292-6500 for CDL fees and to find the most convenient motor vehicle agency, MVA, and/or driver testing center, DTC. When you schedule your test, make sure that you tell the MVC exactly which test you require, so that you will receive what you need. Determine this based on the type of commercial vehicle you are driving or what type you anticipate driving, as well as what endorsement you will need. You will be asked to certify that the vehicle you use to take your road skills test will be the type of vehicle you will be driving. All CDL permit or license applicants must meet the MVC requirements of the 6-point ID verification program. This information can be found on the MVC website or by calling 609-292-6500. 1.1 Commercial Driver Licenses. 1.1.1 Classifications. Class A. If you drive a tractor trailer, or a truck and trailer with a gross combination weight rating, GCWR, of 26,001 or more pounds, provided the GCWR of the vehicle being towed is more than 10,000 pounds. You need a Class A license. You also qualify to operate vehicles in Class B and Class C, provided you have the proper extra endorsements. Class B. If you drive any vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 26,001 or more pounds, or a vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds towing a trailer with a gross vehicle weight rating of 10,000 or less pounds, or a bus with a GVWR of 26,001 pounds or more designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver. You need to have a Class B license. You also qualify to operate vehicles in Class C, provided you have the proper extra endorsements. Note: if the vehicle that you bring to be tested in is not equipped with air brakes, your commercial driver license will have the restriction code L to indicate that you cannot operate commercial vehicles with air brakes. Class C. If you drive any vehicle with a GVWR of less than 26,001 pounds used and placarded to transport hazardous materials, or any bus, including school buses, designed to carry 16 or more passengers, including the driver, and with a GVWR of less than 26,001 pounds and all school buses designed for 15 or fewer passengers, including the driver, or any bus, limo or van designed to transport 8 to 15 passengers, including the driver, which is used for hire. You need to have a Class C license. You only qualify to operate vehicles in Class C, with any proper extra endorsements. Most commercial motor vehicle operators will need to obtain at least one special endorsement. Each endorsement requires a separate test. 1.1.2 CDL endorsements and restrictions. Endorsements. All commercial drivers who drive certain types of vehicles or haul certain types of cargo must add endorsements to their CDL license and/or commercial learner's permit, CLP, to show that they have the specialized knowledge required for these operations. There are six kinds of CDL endorsements that may be required, depending on the vehicle or type of cargo. Note. The only endorsements that may be added to a commercial learner's permit, CLP, are passenger, P, school bus, S, and tank vehicle, N, double and triple trailers, T. Many drivers who are qualified to drive class of vehicles may wish to pull double or triple trailers. Research shows that considerable additional knowledge and skill is necessary to safely pull double and triple trailers in various traffic conditions and driving environments. Consequently, adding the endorsement to the licenses of Class A drivers is necessary if they wish to pull double or triple trailers. A special knowledge examination on the problems associated with pulling multiple trailers must be passed. Tank vehicle. N. Drivers of any commercial motor vehicle that is designed to transport any liquid or gaseous materials within a tank or tanks having an individual rated capacity of more than 119 gallons and an aggregate rated capacity of 1,000 gallons or more that is either permanently or temporarily attached to the vehicle or the chassis must obtain this endorsement. Applies to Class A, B and C vehicles, only applicable to Class C if the vehicle is hauling hazardous materials. Liquids in bulk cause driving control problems because the cargo is heavy, prone to shifting, and has a high center of gravity. These drivers must pass a special knowledge examination on the problems posed by large volume liquid cargos to add the endorsement to their CDL, CLP. Passengers, P. Drivers who wish to drive a vehicle having a design capacity to carry 16 or more people, including the driver, must add a passenger endorsement to their CDL, CLP. They must pass a special knowledge examination on safety considerations when transporting passengers and must pass skills tests in a passenger vehicle. The endorsement applies to applicants who wish to drive a bus in any class, A, B, or C. New Jersey also includes any bus, limo, or van designed to transport 8 to 15 passengers, including the driver, which is used for hire, and all school buses designed for 15 or fewer passengers, including the driver. Hazardous materials, H. Any driver, regardless of the vehicle class, A, B, or C, who wishes to haul any material that has been designated as hazardous under 49 U.S.C. 5103 and is required to be placarded under subpart F of 49 CFR part 172, or any quantity of a material listed as a select agent or toxin 42 CFR part 73 must add a hazardous materials endorsement to their CDL. The driver must pass a special written examination on how to recognize, handle, and transport hazardous materials. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, and the U.S. Department of Transportation require background checks on commercial drivers who are certified to transport hazardous materials. The background checks include a review of criminal, immigration, and FBI records. If the driver is found to represent a security threat, TSA will notify the person and NJ will deny issuance of an endorsement. Combination hazardous materials and tank vehicle, X. Drivers of tank vehicles who haul hazardous materials or waste in amounts requiring placards must add an X endorsement to their CDL, showing that they have passed the special knowledge examinations for both tank vehicles and hazardous materials. School buses, S. Drivers who wish to drive a school bus, must add a school bus endorsement to their CDL, CLP. They must pass a special knowledge examination on safety considerations when transporting passengers in a school bus and must pass skills tests in a school bus. The endorsement applies to applicants who wish to drive a school bus in any class, A, B, or C. Restrictions. Restrictions may be added to commercial driver licenses, permits based upon the type of vehicle and equipment that the driver uses for the skills test. There are 10 standardized restriction codes. Note. If a CLP is issued with a passenger, P, or a school bus, S, endorsement, it must also contain a, P, no passengers in a CMV, commercial motor vehicle, bus restriction. If ACLP is issued with a tanker, N, endorsement, it must also contain an X, no cargo in a CMV tank vehicle. E, no manual transmission. If an applicant performs the skills test in a vehicle equipped with an automatic transmission, the state must indicate on the CDL, if issued, that the person is restricted from operating a CMV equipped with a manual transmission. For the purposes of the skills test and the restriction, an automatic transmission includes any transmission not operating fully on the gear shift and clutch principle. K. Intrastate only. If an applicant certifies their status as either non-accepted intrastate or accepted intrastate, NJ must indicate on the CDL, if issued, that person is restricted from operating a CMV in interstate commerce. NJ may impose this restriction for reasons other than those specified above. L. No air brake equipped CMV. If an applicant does not take or fails the air brake component of the knowledge test, or performs the skills test in a vehicle not equipped with air brakes, NJ must indicate on the CLP or CDL, if issued, that the person is restricted from operating a CMV equipped with any type of air brakes. For the purposes of the skills test and the restriction, air brakes include any braking system operating fully or partially on the air brake principle. M. No class a passenger vehicle. If an applicant applying for a passenger endorsement performs the skills test in a passenger vehicle requiring a Class B CDL, NJ must indicate on the CDL, if issued, that the person is restricted from operating a passenger vehicle requiring a Class A CDL. N. No Class A and B passenger vehicle. If an applicant applying for a passenger endorsement performs the skills test in a passenger vehicle requiring a Class C CDL, NJ must indicate on the CDL, if issued, that the person is restricted from operating a passenger vehicle requiring a Class A or B CDL. O. No tractor trailer CMV. If an applicant performs the skills test in a combination vehicle for a Class A CDL with the power unit and towed unit connected with a pintle hook or other non-fifth wheel connection, NJ must indicate on the CDL, if issued, that the person is restricted from operating a tractor-trailer combination connected by a fifth wheel that requires a Class A CDL. An applicant who passes a skills test using a combination vehicle that is NOT a truck-tractor-semi-trailer combination, but is otherwise equipped with a fifth wheel, will be issued a CDL with an O restriction. P. No passengers in CMV bus. A CLP holder with a P endorsement is prohibited from operating a CMV carrying passengers, other than federal, state auditors and inspectors, test examiners, other trainees, and the CDL holder accompanying the CLP holder as prescribed by Section CFR 383.25(1) of this part. A CLP holder with an S endorsement is prohibited from operating a school bus with passengers, other than federal, state auditors and inspectors, test examiners, other trainees, and the CDL holder accompanying the CLP holder as prescribed by Section CFR 383.25(1) of this part. Q. 15 passengers or less in a CMV, including the driver, NJONLY. If an applicant performs the skills test in a CMV designed to carry 15 people or less, including the driver, that person is restricted from carrying 16 or more people, including the driver. R. Bus mechanics, NJONLY. If an applicant does not submit to a background check and fingerprinting for the P endorsement, NJ must indicate on the CDL that the person is restricted from carrying passengers. V. Medical variants. If NJ is notified according to Section 383.73(0)(3) that the driver has been issued a medical variance, NJ must indicate the existence of such a medical variance on the Commercial Driver License Information System, CDLIS, driver record in the CDL document, if issued, using the restriction code V to indicate there is information about a medical variance on the CDLIS driver record. X. No cargo in CMV tank vehicle. A CLP holder with an N endorsement may only operate an empty tank vehicle and is prohibited from operating any tank vehicle that previously contained hazardous materials that has not been purged of any residue. Z. No full air brake equipped CMV. If an applicant performs the skills test in a vehicle equipped with air over hydraulic brakes, NJ must indicate on the CDL, if issued, that the person is restricted from operating a CMV equipped with any braking system operating fully on the air brake principle. For the purposes of the skills test and the restriction, air over hydraulic brakes includes any braking system operating partially on the air brake and partially on the hydraulic brake principle. Note: a CDL Class C driver must have a P and or H endorsement. If the driver drops these endorsements, a Class C commercial license automatically becomes the basic Class D passenger license. Special requirements for passenger endorsements. Passenger endorsement, P. Applicants must meet more stringent requirements than most other CDL endorsement applicants. These applicants must have at least 20/40 vision in each eye, with or without glasses or corrective lenses, and have at least 70 degrees of peripheral vision in each eye, and recognize red, green, and amber colors, and be physically and morally fit, and have 3 years of licensed driving experience, and be at least 21 years of age. All P endorsement applicants must undergo a background check that includes fingerprinting. A designated state vendor electronically scans and transmits fingerprints. For more detailed information concerning the fingerprint process, please refer to your declaration flyer that is available at an MVC agency or on the MVC website, njmvc.gov. Applicants who are employed by a public transportation company but who do not intend to operate school buses must undergo a state criminal background investigation only. The fingerprint form is available on the MVC website and at an MVC agency. Drivers will be fingerprinted under New Jersey Statute, NJSA 39-3-10.1. School bus endorsement. An applicant must successfully complete several application procedures in order to operate school buses, S1 and S2 plates, S endorsement, that are under the purview of the New Jersey Department of Education, DOE, or the Department of Human Services, DHS, including daycare centers or private and parochial schools. All school bus, S, endorsement applicants must undergo a background check. Applicants applying for school bus driver positions under DOE's jurisdiction must have both state and federal background checks, NJSA 18A, 39-19.1. Employers or local school districts oversee the background check application. When renewing the S endorsement, drivers will be responsible for initiating the fingerprint archive process. Start this process a minimum of 4 weeks prior to renewing a CDL. School bus operators not under DOE's jurisdiction must also be fingerprinted under NJSA 39-3-10.1, regardless of other fingerprint requirements imposed by their employment. This includes DHS daycare or private and parochial school employment. Upon application for the P endorsement or the S endorsement, the applicant must present a current, legible, and fully completed medical examiner's certificate, completed by a federally certified medical examiner, and the declaration flyer. All applicants are advised to keep copies of these documents in the fingerprint receipt for their records. After initial P or S endorsement issuance, all applicants must submit a current, fully completed, legible medical examiner's certificate upon expiration to NJMVC Bus Application Unit, P.O. Box 127, Trenton, New Jersey, 08666-0127. At the time that you renew your CDL, if you have a commercial, P endorsement only, and your employment has changed to a position that also requires the S endorsement, you must submit a new declaration to the MVC. The requirement of a new declaration is also necessary when changing employment from a DOE school bus driver to a non-DOE school bus driver, or the reverse change. Changes from one employer to another may require additional fingerprinting in compliance with your employment and MVC requirements. Should you decide that you no longer wish to maintain one or both of the endorsements, P or P with the S, please have it removed, by the MVC, from your license. Failure to do so will result in you being held responsible for the requirements that pertain to the endorsement and could result in suspension of your driving privileges. Disqualification information. After a passenger endorsement, P, is issued, the MVC reserves the right to deny or suspend the passenger endorsement if any disqualifying information is found on the driver's medical, criminal, or driver history records. If required, a scheduled notice of suspension will be sent to the applicant. Causes for disqualification or suspension of the P endorsement include, but are not limited to, Failure to prove 3 years of licensed driving experience. The accumulation of 12 or more motor vehicle violation points. Convictions for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Offenses involving deviant or illicit social behavior. The use or threat of bodily force. Any crime or offense indicative of bad moral character. Among the medical grounds for disqualification may be a diabetic condition, a serious heart condition, a medical condition that could cause the loss of consciousness, failure to meet vision standards. All applicants who were fingerprinted under the jurisdiction of the State Department of Education, DOE, are subject to DOE review for qualification as a school bus driver. If DOE finds cause to disqualify an applicant as a school bus driver, they will notify the MVC to suspend the S endorsement, which cannot be restored until DOE notifies the MVC, in writing, that requirements have been satisfied. The MVC may also determine that a P endorsement suspension is required after a records review. In these cases, a scheduled notice of suspension will be sent to the applicant, who may request a conference on the P endorsement only. Hazardous Material, HME, Endorsement. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration, TSA, must first clear all applicants for a Hazardous Materials Endorsement, HME, before receiving or retaining the endorsement. TSA's fingerprint vendor must fingerprint applicants. Drivers must pre-register for fingerprint scan by telephone or online. Applications are available online only. In every case, be specific about which fingerprint application you want. Applications must be completed electronically before applicants can proceed to a fingerprint collection site. All information regarding instructions for completing this application is available on the application. You will not be able to obtain or retain the HME endorsement if you have been convicted of certain felonies or found not guilty by reason of insanity for certain convictions. Disqualifying convictions are listed on the TSA fingerprint application. Please note that all determinations regarding qualifications or disqualifications for HME are made by TSA. The MVC cannot make determinations or hold hearings regarding background check results. Bus mechanics. Bus mechanics are required to have a P endorsement on their commercial driver license, CDL, and to take the knowledge and vision test, as well as the road test in an endorsement-specific vehicle. Bus mechanics, with or without the R restriction, are required to submit a current, legible and fully completed medical examiner's certificate, completed by a federally certified medical examiner. After CDL issuance, an R restriction code will appear on the license. This indicates that the mechanic is not qualified to transport passengers. If a bus mechanic obtains a P endorsement without the R restriction, all requirements for the P endorsement will be imposed, including review of the medical examiner's certificate, driver history record and criminal history background check. Exemptions to CDL requirements. Taxi drivers, ride-sharing drivers, firefighters, first aid, rescue squad vehicle operators, farmers hauling their own products and equipment within 150 miles of their farms, non-civilian operators of military equipment, operators of limousines engaged in services related to the mortuary sciences and operators of construction equipment not designed for operation on public roads are exempt and should not apply for a CDL. Recreational vehicle operators are exempt if the vehicle is only for personal use. To get a CDL or CLP. To get a CDL or CLP, you must pass knowledge and skills tests. This manual will help you pass the tests, however, it is not a substitute for a truck driver training class or program. Formal training is the most reliable way to learn the many special skills required for safely driving a large commercial vehicle and becoming a professional driver in the trucking industry. 1.2 Commercial Driver License Tests. 1.2.1 Knowledge Tests. Most applicants will have to take more than one knowledge test, depending on which commercial driver license, CDL, classification and endorsement is needed. Testing will take approximately 2 hours. The knowledge test will range from a minimum of 50 questions for the general knowledge test, up to 185 questions for drivers requesting all of the endorsements. A passing grade is 80%. The test results are valid for 360 days. The CDL knowledge tests include the general knowledge test, taken by all applicants, 50 questions, expanded to 70 questions for a Class A CDL. The double and triple trailer test, 20 questions. The passenger transport test for all bus driver applicants, 20 questions. The tanker test to haul liquids or gases in bulk, 20 questions. The hazardous materials test, which is required if you want to haul hazardous material or waste, 30 questions. A hazardous materials endorsement, HME, may not be renewed until such testing is verified. The air brakes test for vehicles with air brakes, 25 questions. 1.2.2 Skills Tests. If you pass the required vision and knowledge test, you can take the CDL skills test after a minimum wait of 14 days. The CDL skills test consists of three segments: vehicle inspection, basic vehicle control, and on-road driving. You must take the segments in the order listed and must pass each one before moving to the next. You must take these tests in the type of vehicle for which you wish to be licensed. Any vehicle that has components marked or labeled cannot be used for the CDL skills test. Any vehicle bearing a load is prohibited for use during skills testing. Vehicle inspection. You will be tested to see if you know whether your vehicle is safe to drive. You will be asked to do a vehicle inspection of your vehicle. You must point to, touch and name the item you are inspecting and explain to the examiner what you would inspect and why. Basic vehicle control. You will be tested on your skill to control the vehicle. You will be asked to move your vehicle forward, backward, and turn it within a defined area. These areas may be marked with traffic lanes, cones, barriers, or something similar. The examiner will tell you how each control test is to be done. On-road test. You will be tested on your skill to safely drive your vehicle in a variety of traffic situations. The situations may include left and right turns, intersections, railroad crossings, curves, up and down grades, single or multi-lane roads, streets, or highways. The examiner will tell you where to drive. Time allotment. All vehicle classes A, B, and C, subject to change without notice. Vehicle inspection test is 45 minutes. Basic control skills test is 10 minutes per maneuver. Note. Skills tests are not available at all motor vehicle locations. Skills tests are given only by appointment. You must pass the vehicle inspection test before you can continue on to the basic control skills test. And you must pass the basic control skills test before you can continue on to the on-road test. 1.3 Medical Documentation Requirements. If you are applying for a CDL permit, or are renewing, upgrading, adding endorsements to a CDL, or transferring a CDL from another state, you are required to provide information to the NJMVC regarding the type of commercial motor vehicle operation you drive in or expect to drive in with your CDL. Drivers operating in certain types of commerce will be required to submit a current medical examiner's certificate and/or any medical variance documents that you have been issued, for example, vision, skills performance or diabetic waivers, or other exemptions, to the MVC in order to obtain a certified medical status as part of your driving record. You must check the requirements for submitting these documents either online at njmvc.gov, at an MVC driver testing center, or call 609-292-6500 to obtain information about submitting these documents. If you are required to have a certified medical status and fail to provide and keep up to date your medical examiner's certificate, you become not certified and may lose your CDL. For the purpose of complying with the current requirements for medical certification, it is important to know how you are using the CMV. The following information will help you decide how to self-certify. 1.3.1 Interstate or Intrastate Commerce. Do you, or will you, use a CDL to operate a CMV in interstate or intrastate commerce? Interstate commerce is when you drive a CMV from one state to another state or to a foreign country. Between two places within a state, but during part of the trip, the CMV crosses into another state or foreign country, or between two places within a state, but the cargo or passengers are part of a trip that began or will end in another state or foreign country. Intrastate commerce is when you drive a CMV within a state and you do not meet any of the descriptions above for interstate commerce. If you operate in both intrastate commerce and interstate commerce, you must choose interstate commerce. 1.3.2 Intrastate commerce status, non-accepted or accepted. Once you decide whether you will operate in interstate commerce or intrastate commerce, you must decide whether you will operate, or expect to operate, in a non-accepted or accepted status. This decision will tell you to which of the four types of commerce you must self-certify. Interstate commerce. You operate in accepted interstate commerce when you drive a CMV in interstate commerce only for the following accepted activities: to transport school children and/or school staff between home and school, as federal, state or local government employees, to transport human corpses or sick or injured persons, fire truck or rescue vehicle drivers during emergencies and other related activities, primarily in the transportation of propane winter heating fuel when responding to an emergency condition requiring immediate response such as damage to a propane gas system after a storm or flooding. In response to a pipeline emergency condition requiring immediate response such as a pipeline leak or rupture. In custom harvesting on a farm or to transport farm machinery and supplies used in the custom harvesting operation to and from a farm or to transport custom harvested crops to storage or market. Beekeeper in the seasonal transportation of bees. Controlled and operated by a farmer, but is not a combination vehicle, power unit and towed unit, and is used to transport agricultural products, farm machinery or farm supplies, no placardable hazardous materials, to and from a farm and within 150 air miles of the farm. As a private motor carrier of passengers for non-business purposes. To transport migrant workers. If you answered yes to one or more of the above activities as the only operation in which you drive, you operate in accepted interstate commerce and do not need a federal medical examiner's certificate. If you answered no to all of the above activities, you operate in non-accepted interstate commerce and are required to provide a current medical examiner's certificate, 49 CFR 391.45, commonly referred to as a medical certificate or DOT card, to the MVC. Most CDL holders who drive CMVs in interstate commerce are non-accepted interstate commerce drivers. If you operate in both accepted interstate commerce and non-accepted interstate commerce, you must choose non-accepted interstate commerce to be qualified to operate in both types of interstate commerce. Intrastate commerce. You operate in accepted intrastate commerce when you drive a CMV only in intrastate commerce activities which New Jersey has determined do not require you to meet the NJ medical certification requirements. You operate in non-accepted intrastate commerce when you drive a CMV only in intrastate commerce and are required to meet the NJ medical certification requirements. If you operate in both accepted intrastate commerce and non-accepted intrastate commerce, you must choose non-accepted intrastate commerce. 1.3.3 Self-certification statements. When completing an application for your CDL, you will be required to check the box next to the statement that describes your status. The actual wording of the statements in your application may vary from the samples shown here. Interstate non-accepted. I certify that I operate, or expect to operate, in interstate commerce. That I am subject to and meet the federal DOT medical card requirements under 49 CFR Part 391. And that I am required to obtain a medical examiner's certificate. Interstate accepted. I certify that I operate, or expect to operate, in interstate commerce, but engage exclusively in transportation or operations accepted under 49 CFR sections 390.3, F, 391.2, 391.68 or 398.3 from all or parts of the qualification requirements of 49 CFR Part 391, and that I am not required to obtain a medical examiner's certificate. Intrastate non-accepted. I certify that I operate, or expect to, operate entirely in intrastate commerce, that I am subject to and meet the medical requirements for NJ, and that I am required to obtain a medical examiner's certificate. Intrastate accepted. I certify that I operate, or expect to operate, entirely in intrastate commerce, that I am not subject to the medical requirements for NJ, and that I am not required to obtain a medical examiner's certificate. 1.4 CDL disqualifications. 1.4.1 General. You may not drive a commercial motor vehicle if you are disqualified for any reason. 1.4.2 Alcohol, leaving the scene of an accident, and commission of a felony. It is illegal to operate a CMV if your blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is 0.04% or more. If you operate a CMV, you shall be deemed to have given your consent to alcohol testing. You will lose your CDL for at least 1 year for a first offense for driving a CMV if your blood alcohol concentration is 0.04% or higher. Driving a CMV under the influence of alcohol. Refusing to undergo blood alcohol testing. Driving a CMV while under the influence of a controlled substance. Leaving the scene of an accident involving a CMV. Committing a felony involving the use of a CMV. Driving a CMV when the CDL is suspended. Causing a fatality through negligent operation of a CMV. You will lose your CDL for at least 3 years if the offense occurs while you are operating a CMV that is placarded for hazardous materials. You will lose your CDL for life for a second offense. You will lose your CDL for life if you use a CMV to commit a felony involving controlled substances. You will be put out of service for 24 hours if you have any detectable amount of alcohol under 0.04%. 1.4.3 Serious traffic violations. Serious traffic violations are excessive speeding, 15 miles per hour or more above the posted limit, reckless driving, improper or erratic lane changes, following a vehicle too closely, traffic offenses committed in a CMV in connection with fatal traffic accidents, driving a CMV without obtaining a CDL or having a CDL in the driver's possession, and driving a CMV without the proper class of CDL and/or endorsements. You will lose your CDL for at least 60 days if you have committed two serious traffic violations within a 3-year period involving a CMV. For at least 120 days for three or more serious traffic violations within a 3-year period involving a CMV. 1.4.4 Violation of out-of-service orders. You will lose your CDL for at least 90 days if you have committed your first violation of an out-of-service order. For at least 1 year if you have committed two violations of an out-of-service order in a 10-year period. For at least 3 years if you have committed three or more violations of an out-of-service order in a 10-year period. 1.4.5 Railroad Highway Grade Crossing Violations. These violations include violation of a federal, state or local law or regulation pertaining to one of the following six offenses at a railroad highway grade crossing. For drivers who are not required to always stop, failing to stop before reaching the crossing if the tracks are not clear. For drivers who are not required to always stop, failing to slow down and check that the tracks are clear of an approaching train. For drivers who are always required to stop, failing to stop before driving onto the crossing. For all drivers failing to have sufficient space to drive completely through the crossing without stopping. For all drivers failing to obey a traffic control device or the directions of an enforcement official at the crossing. For all drivers failing to negotiate a crossing because of insufficient undercarriage clearance. You will lose your CDL for at least 60 days for your first violation. For at least 120 days for your second violation within a 3-year period. For at least 1 year for your third violation within a 3-year period. 1.4.6 Hazardous Materials Endorsement Background Check and Disqualifications. If you require a hazardous materials endorsement, you will be required to submit your fingerprints and be subject to a background check. You will be denied or you will lose your hazardous materials endorsement if you are not a lawful permanent resident of the United States. Renounce your United States citizenship. Are wanted or under indictment for certain felonies. Have a conviction in military or civilian court for certain felonies. Have been adjudicated as lacking mental capacity or have been involuntarily committed to a mental health facility as specified in Section 1572.109. Are considered to pose a security threat as determined by the Transportation Security Administration. The background check procedures vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Your licensing agency will provide you with all the information you need to complete the required TSA background check procedures. 1.4.7 Traffic violations in your personal vehicle. The Motor Carrier Safety Improvement Act, MCSIA, of 1999 requires a CDL holder to be disqualified from operating a commercial motor vehicle if the CDL holder has been convicted of certain types of moving violations in their personal vehicle. If your privilege to operate your personal vehicle is revoked, canceled, or suspended due to violations of traffic control laws, other than parking violations, you will also lose your CDL driving privileges. If your privilege to operate your personal vehicle is revoked, canceled, or suspended due to alcohol, controlled substance, or felony violations, you will lose your CDL for 1 year. If you are convicted of a second violation in your personal vehicle or CMV, you will lose your CDL for life. If your license to operate your personal vehicle is revoked, canceled, or suspended, you may not obtain a hardship license to operate a CMV. 1.5 Other CDL rules. There are other federal and state rules that affect drivers operating CMVs in all states. Among them are: you cannot have more than one license. If you break this rule, a court may fine you up to $5,000 or put you in jail and keep your home state license and return any others. You must notify your employer within 30 days of conviction for any traffic violations, except parking. This is true no matter what type of vehicle you were driving. You must notify the NJMVC within 30 days if you are convicted in any other jurisdiction of any traffic violation, except parking. This is true no matter what type of vehicle you were driving. You must notify your employer within 2 business days if your license is suspended, revoked, or canceled, or if you are disqualified from driving. You must give your employer information on all driving jobs you have held for the past 10 years. You must do this when you apply for a commercial driving job. No one can drive a commercial motor vehicle without a CDL. A court may fine you up to $5,000 or put you in jail for breaking this rule. If you have a hazardous materials endorsement, you must notify and surrender your hazardous materials endorsement to the state that issued your CDL within 24 hours of any conviction or indictment in any jurisdiction, civilian or military, for, are found not guilty by reason of insanity of a disqualifying crime listed in 49 CFR 1572.103, who is adjudicated as lacking mental capacity or have been involuntarily committed to a mental institution as specified in 49 CFR 1572.109, or who renounces his or her U.S. citizenship. Your employer may not let you drive a commercial motor vehicle if you have more than one license or if your CDL is suspended or revoked. A court may fine the employer up to $5,000 or put him, her in jail for breaking this rule. All states are connected to one computerized system to share information about CDL drivers. The states will check on drivers' accident records to be sure that drivers do not have more than one CDL. You are not allowed to hold a mobile telephone to conduct a voice communication or dial a mobile telephone by pressing more than a single button when driving. You are not allowed to send or read text messages while driving. You must be properly restrained by a safety belt at all times while operating a commercial motor vehicle. The safety belt design holds the driver securely behind the wheel during a crash, helping the driver to control the vehicle and reduces the chance of serious injury or death. If you do not wear a safety belt, you are 4 times more likely to be fatally injured if you are thrown from the vehicle. 1.6 International Registration Program. International Registration Plan. International Fuel Tax Agreement. If you operate a CDL-required vehicle in interstate commerce, the vehicle, with few exceptions, is required to be registered under the International Registration Plan, IRP, and the International Fuel Tax Agreement, IFTA. These federally mandated programs provide for the equitable collection and distribution of vehicle license fees and motor fuels taxes for vehicles traveling throughout the 48 contiguous United States and 10 Canadian provinces. Under the IRP, jurisdictions must register apportioned vehicles, which includes issuing license plates and cab cards or proper credentials, calculate, collect and distribute IRP fees, audit carriers for accuracy of reported distance and fees, and enforce IRP requirements. Registrant responsibilities under the plan include applying for IRP registration with base jurisdiction, providing proper documentation for registration, paying appropriate IRP registration fees, properly displaying registration credentials, maintaining accurate distance records, and making records available for jurisdiction review. The basic concept behind IFTA is to allow a licensee, motor carrier, to license in a base jurisdiction for the reporting and payment of motor fuel use taxes. Under the IFTA, a licensee is issued one set of credentials which will authorize operations through all IFTA member jurisdictions. The fuel use taxes collected pursuant to the IFTA are calculated based on the number of miles, kilometers, traveled and the number of gallons, liters, consumed in the member jurisdictions. The licensee files one quarterly tax return with the base jurisdiction by which the licensee will report all operations through all IFTA member jurisdictions. It is the base jurisdiction's responsibility to remit the taxes collected to other member jurisdictions and to represent the other member jurisdictions in the tax collection process, including the performance of audits. An IFTA licensee must retain records to support the information reported on the IFTA quarterly tax return. The IRP registrant and the IFTA licensee may be the vehicle owner or the vehicle operator. The requirement for acquiring IRP plates for a vehicle and IFTA license for a motor carrier is determined by the definitions from the IRP plan in the IFTA for qualified vehicle and qualified motor vehicle. For purposes of IRP, a qualified vehicle is, except as provided below, any power unit that is used, or intended for use, in two or more member jurisdictions and that is used for the transportation of persons for hire or designed, used, or maintained primarily for the transportation of property, and has two axles, and a gross vehicle weight or registered gross vehicle weight in excess of 26,000 pounds, 11,793.401 kilograms, or has three or more axles, regardless of weight, or is used in combination, when the gross vehicle weight of such combination exceeds 26,000 pounds, 11,793.401 kilograms. For purposes of IFTA, while similar, the qualified motor vehicle in IFTA means a motor vehicle used, designed, or maintained for transportation of persons or property and has two axles and a gross vehicle weight or registered gross vehicle weight exceeding 26,000 pounds or 11,797 kilograms. Or is used in combination, when the weight of such combination exceeds 26,000 pounds or 11,797 kilograms gross vehicle or registered gross vehicle weight. Qualified motor vehicle does not include recreational vehicles. If the vehicle you operate is registered under IRP and you are a motor carrier licensed under IFTA, then you are required to comply with the mandatory record-keeping requirements for operating the vehicle. A universally accepted method of capturing this information is through the completion of an individual vehicle distance record, IVDR, sometimes referred to as a driver trip report. This document reflects the distance traveled and fuel purchased for a vehicle that operates interstate under apportioned IRP, registration and IFTA fuel tax credentials. Although the actual format of the IVDR may vary, the information that is required for proper record keeping does not. In order to satisfy the requirements for individual vehicle distance records, these documents must include all of the following information. Distance traveled. Per Article IV of the IRP plan. Date of trip, starting and ending, and trip origin and destination, city and state or province, and route of travel, and beginning and ending odometer or hubometer reading of the trip, and total distance traveled, and in jurisdiction distance, and power unit number or vehicle identification number. Fuel purchased. Per Section P560 of the IFTA Procedures Manual. An acceptable receipt or invoice must include, but shall not be limited to, the following. Date of purchase, and seller's name and address, and number of gallons or liters purchased, and fuel type, and price per gallon or liter or total amount of sale, and unit number or other unique vehicle identifier, and purchaser's name. An example of an IVDR that must be completed in its entirety for each trip can be found in Figure 2 on the next page. Each individual IVDR should be filled out for only one vehicle. The rules to follow when trying to determine how and when to log an odometer reading are the following. At the beginning of the day, and when leaving the state or province, and at the end of the trip per day. Not only do the trips need to be logged, but the fuel purchases need to be documented as well. You must obtain a receipt for all fueling and include it with your completed IVDR. Make sure that any trips that you enter are always filled out in descending order and that your trips include all state provinces that you traveled through on your route. There are different routes that a driver may take, and most of the miles may be within one state or province. Whether or not the distance you travel is primarily in one jurisdiction or spread among several jurisdictions, all information for the trip must be recorded. This includes the dates, the routes, odometer readings, and fuel purchases. By completing this document in full and keeping all records required by both the IRP and the IFTA, you will have ensured that you and your company are in compliance with all state and provincial laws surrounding fuel and distance record-keeping requirements. The IVDR serves as the source document for the calculation of fees and taxes that are payable to the jurisdictions in which the vehicle is operated, so these original records must be maintained for a minimum of 4 years. In addition, these records are subject to audit by the taxing jurisdictions. Failure to maintain complete and accurate records could result in fines, penalties, and suspension or revocation of IRP registrations and IFTA licenses. For additional information on the IRP and the requirements related to the IRP, contact the MVC or IRP, Inc., the official repository for the IRP. Additional information can be found on the IRP, INC website at irponline.org. There is a training video on the website homepage available in English, Spanish, and French. For additional information on IFTA and the requirements related to IFTA, contact the MVC. You will also find useful information about the agreement at the official repository of IFTA at iftac.org/index.php.